Well, totally back down to earth now. Dominic, let me ask you, do elephants purr?
I'm not sure.
Neither were the scientific community. There was an American lady who, a number of years ago, detected that African elephants were capable of producing infrasound. These are vibrations down below the threshold of human hearing. She says, when she made the observation, that she could tell that there was something coming out of these elephants because she could feel it, although she couldn't hear anything, and subsequently measurements showed they were producing sound waves at about 20 hertz. But how were they producing these sound waves? Were they doing it like a cat? And evidently some other animals, including genets, rabbits and maybe squirrels, also have the ability to purr. And purring is a very specialised process where nervous control coming down from the brain causes the vocal cords to actively open and close about 30 to 50 times per second. And this interrupts air flowing over the vocal cords, causing pulses of air, and so you get a buzzing noise at about 30 hertz. So do elephants do that? Or do they produce sounds in the same way that we produce sounds? And the way we do it is we just blow air at a certain pressure against closed vocal cords. If you imagine these two pieces of tissue pushed together, you put a pressure of air behind them, and at a certain threshold pressure, they pop apart. And as they pop apart and then come back together again, you're going to make a vibration, and that's how we speak and sing. Obviously, no one's going to stick a laryngoscope down an elephant's throat because they would probably be killed in the process. But also, how do you make the elephant oblige? Luckily, there's a paper actually published, it's in the journal Science this week. Researchers at the University of Vienna, Christian Herbst and his colleagues, they obtained an elephant that had died of natural causes at a zoo in Berlin. And they took out the larynx, they connected it to an artificial lung system, and they were able to pressurise the larynx, having closed the vocal cords in the elephant together. And they made electrical measurements of how closely opposed to each other the vocal cords were, as well as microphone recordings and also very fast photography of the vocal cords in action, so they could slow it down. And what they found is that by pressurising the larynx at about four times the pressure you need to drive human vocal cords, they started to produce a buzzing noise at about 16 hertz. So it's close to the 20 that you measure naturally. And so they conclude that the elephants are perfectly capable of making this low-pitched communication, and they use these very low frequencies to communicate over very long distances, because very low-frequency sounds are not attenuated or wiped away by travel through air in the same way that high frequencies are. So they are capable of doing this using just the normal behaviour of their vocal cords in the same way that we sing and talk to each other. They can't, though, rule out that elephants aren't also capable of purring were you to look at an alive, awake, behaving elephant. But there we go.
Sounds
intriguing
fun.
Story, isn't it?
I could see that would be much easier than trying to stick your instruments down an elephant's trunk.
Of course, vets do that, but usually when the animal is anaesthetised, not when it's awake. And when it's awake, it needs to be awake to purr. I don't think they purr.